Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend Mr. John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
So maybe, much better, maybe the story behind the story is this, that to truly love God, we first need to believe in our bones that we are loved by God. The story behind the story is that Jesus wants us to know that the root of Christian love is not the will to love, but the belief that each of us is beloved, is esteemed by God. Strange as it may sound to our ears, we are a favored child, a prized possession of God. By linking the instruction of God's love for us with the words from Leviticus about love of neighbor, Jesus is also indicating that concern for others and oneself is a natural consequence of a fully integrated relationship with God. To love God but not others is impossible. And to imagine loving others without cultivating a love of God, who's the source of love, is a huge conceit. Love, then, is both the means of union with God and the primary expression of what it means to be a Christian. In short, Christian discipleship is faith working through love. But what does all of this mean concretely? This past Monday, Hurricane Sandy altered the lives of tens of millions of our fellow citizens on the East Coast. One of the most evocative and iconic images left in the midst of the hurricane's devastating aftermath was captured by the picture of a yard statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary standing in the rubble of over 100 homes that had burned to the ground in Breezy Point, Queens. I was particularly drawn to that image because I grew up in Queens, no more than 500 yards from that exact spot. Most of us have been affected by this disaster, whether through news accounts or conversation with friends or family back east, conversations about the destruction of property. From my conversations with family and others, one word comes to mind when I try to describe their state of mind: anguish. Anguish because their suffering is so pervasive. Anguish because they realize that that suffering is going to be protracted. For both they and we know that during the weeks and months ahead in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, they're going to be worn down. Kevin Gormley, a neighbor of mine in Breezy Point, and the father of five children under the age of 14, put it this way. He said, "Johnny, the first thing we need to do is find a place to live." Well, we know too that during these very same days ahead, people will be leaning into their faith, leaning into God's love, leaning into the intercessory powers of our Blessed Mother, who in that photo is standing in the midst of ruins of homes and dreams. And they'll be leaning into each other to survive their suffering and their loss. Today's gospel offers us the very same challenge by asking how you and I can show compassion. How can we suffer with those in anguish? And not just with those on the East Coast who've been victims of this storm, but also with the victims of other natural disasters. In Haiti, for example. Or how about political prisoners in Cuba, in China, in other parts of the world? Or victims of war in the Middle East, or in parts of sub-Saharan Africa, or in Asia? Now, for those of us living in the safe confines of the Stanford campus or in its surrounding neighborhoods, knowing what to do in the face of this kind of suffering can be difficult. Perhaps you and I can grow into the kind of individuals who other people lean into in times of distress. As disciples, Jesus asks us to be connected to a community that is next door and nothing less than the whole world. Today's reading from Scripture, then, gives us the answer to this key question. What is the first of all the commandments? It's the love of God and others. And we only learn to love by practice. In our friendships, in marriage, in our community, near and far, with our classmates, at work, and in our academic disciplines. It's our deepest desire to be loved by God and in turn to love God and others. And rest assured that when you and I make this profoundly simple teaching our own and strive to live by it every day, we, like the scribe in today's reading, are not far from the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, with our pianist Albert Tommaso and percussionist Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. For Father Isaiah M. Milano, OP, this is Gary Glover. God bless you.